Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Uh-huh. Hat on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving them all dress like a million bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah.
Turn them out. Come on. come on. Do your thing, Big Daddy. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. You know what, y'all? I mean, really, the goodness of God is overwhelming if you think about it. I mean, really, really think about it. Even when your circumstance doesn't look so bright, even when you're going through something that's causing you discomfort, pain, even in that, God's goodness is actually overwhelming. Because don't forget why you're going through this moment. This, first of all, this too shall pass. But also, secondly, remember, man, ain't everything else that you've gone through that seems so insurmountable at the time, didn't you get past that too? I mean, it's amazing if you really think about it. If you really, you don't get stuck on any one issue your whole life. The only people that get stuck on an issue their whole life is people who won't let it go. That's really all it is. There are people who exist, and you may be one of them. Oh, please know I've been guilty of it myself before. But I learned something. There are things in my past that I just would not let go of. It was done. It was over with. I was past it. But I would not let go of it. It was over. The dude that did it to me didn't exist no more. The problem that it created didn't exist no more. The only problem that kept hanging on was I would not let it go. And man, you can't go forward if you're going to keep looking in the past. It's an impossible thing. It's like driving a car. If you keep looking only in the rearview mirror while you're driving, you're going to crash pretty soon. And a lot of people just keep crashing over and over and over and over because you won't drive your car. You keep looking in the rearview mirror at the past. Oh, woe is me. Oh, you know, they did me like that. You know, I ain't been the same since he cheated on me. Oh, man, ever since she stole my money, I ain't been the same. Man, she played me. And ever since that, I done treated women differently. My father used to beat me. Okay, you know, now, look, you may have some deeper stuff going on, like you were abused or molested as a child. But eventually, guess what? Do you understand that when you have a relationship with God, you can take that to him too and drop it off and leave it there? Do you know that he can fix and heal that? Maybe it's something serious like that that you need fixing or healing from. A relationship with God can fix and heal that. But man, come on, y'all, whatever it is, and I'm not trying to downplay it, or make it act like it wasn't traumatic in your life, because oh God, you don't want nobody to do that to you, because you want to be the poster child for misery. So please don't let me take that from you. You know, if that's your position, that's your Hall of Fame card you hanging on to. I'm the poster child for misery. Oh, no one is more woe than me. Then please don't let Steve try to take that from you. You go ahead and hang on to that. But let me tell you something, though. If that's what you're going to hang on to, that's what you're going to always be, the poster child for misery. At one point in time, you're going to have to get on and move past it. Sometimes, man, it's merely a simple thing of taking it to God and leaving it there. You know, some people don't have money for therapy. Some people don't even know who to call for therapy. God is the best psychologist in the world. He can fix it for you. There is nothing too hard for God. You know, when something seems impossible, y'all, God does the impossible all the time, every day. You want to know how I know? I just look at a couple basic things. Do you know that sun comes up every day in the morning? It comes up in the east and it sets in the west. You can't do nothing about that. Or you can wish because you planted your flowers on a certain side of your house. You can wish all you want that maybe one day he would bring it up out the northwest so those flowers would bloom. No, it's going to come up out the east. It's going to come up out the east. And it's going to set in the west. And once the sun hits the horizon, when you look in the water, like if you ever out in L.A. and you see the sun going down, once you can visually see the sun touching the horizon, you have 3 minutes. You have exactly 3 minutes. You can sit there with your watch. You can time. You have 3 minutes, and it's gone. 3 minutes is gone. I read that somewhere, and then I went and tried it. It's gone. Every day, if it's clear enough, not cloudy, once the sun touches the horizon on water, you got 3 minutes. I don't care who you are. You can want it to be different. That's what he does. When the wind blows, you can't do nothing about it. He can bring it from the northeast. He can bring it from the west. He can bring it from the south. He can bring it hard. He can bring it cool. He can bring it hot. It's certain things that God does. God does the impossible all the time. You can't explain him. You know, how those stars sitting up there, how can you find these constellations, the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, Orion the Hunter? Oh, that's God. That's God. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't reach them stars. You can't shoot at them. You can't move them out the way. Orion the Hunter's belt is going to beat them three stars at an angle. You can call it what you want to call it. It's still, that's what it is. See, he does the impossible all the time. He created heaven and earth. You're saying that God can't get you through your past. Somebody did this to me. It's the worst thing. I had the worst childhood of anybody. God can't get you past that. He can move heaven, mountains, earth. He can form the Grand Canyon. He can make the water come over Niagara Falls 24/7. He can't fix your little bitty past, yours. You insignificant being as we are. It's amazing how people make their problems bigger than God. Somebody told me one time, stop telling God how big your problems are and start telling your problems how big God is. And go on with your life. Quit driving your car looking in the rearview mirror. Ain't nothing back there but your past. And if it was hurtful or painful or something you just felt like you can't get over, take your problems to God and leave them there. You hear the old spiritual, all you've heard it. Take your problems to the Lord. Take your burdens to the Lord. Leave them there. You hear it all the time. But you think that applies to everyone but you? Come on, man. There are a lot of people out there going through much worse than you have and have overcome it all. Why won't you take the step to overcome your past so you can get on with driving your car and see where God's trying to take you? But it's a trick of the enemy. The enemy tricks you from seeing your future by having you constantly looking in your past. Man, it's a trick of the devil. If he would just let you get to driving your car and look out into your future shows hopefulness. You have hope when you see the future, but he can keep you in misery if he keep you looking at your miserable past. He created you. He got a plan for you. God looking for you, man. God would love to hear from you. Let's spend some time talking to God today. Hey, God, what's happening? It's me. I know I ain't talked to you in a while, and I feel bad about that, but I need you. He know that. Everybody should say that prayer all the time. It's cool. All right. Well, all right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, monkeys, orangutans, gorillas, chimps, rhinoceros, elephants, hippos, I must repeat this, a special love to them big jaw orangutans. Man, what's up?
What? Yeah. That's how you open the show.
It's a Madagascar.
Yeah, I'm speaking to animals.
It's a Madagascar.
It's a Madagascar. It's a penguin.
Yeah.
Everybody. I know I started off with a series of monkeys.
Yes,
but
you
them
did.
My favorites, though. And it was not a reference to you all or anything, so don't tweet that. I was just making reference to them because they my favorite animals in the movies.
We know doggone well.
That goes without saying.
Referencing us. Good, right?
Well, what's up, Shirley?
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Happy hump day. What's
yeah.
up?
Morning, everybody.
Oh, food.
Top of the morning.
That's how you started off ignorant.
Billy, pick it up.
That's what you're not.
I give you $30,000 to pick it up. Pick it up, Billy. Pick it up.
$30,000,
I'll pick it up. See, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all something. On this show,
okay,
we have several ignorant people. I know they try to just blame it on me.
Yeah.
But that's not
true. But you're the ringleader, though, if you want to talk, zoo references.
You're the ringmaster.
Okay, I'll be Caesar.
Yeah.
But there's some more people in there, though.
Yeah.
Who? Hey, man, who is that in Planet of the Apes? Who is that monkey that stayed, man? What was his name? One with the messed up eye.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of it.
Oh, my God. I'm supposed to know that.
You still in touch with Biggie Wiggs, Steve? Your friend from Cleveland?
Hell yeah. Don't they lifetime friends of mine?
Yeah. I love that.
No, he was at the, presentation of my street.
Oh, yeah.
He was standing in the crowd. Now, one dude was in the crowd ain't nobody seen in years.
Koba.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Koba.
Koba. You're right.
But it was a lot of my cats came up for the naming of the block after me. One dude had been on the run 20 years. Ain't nobody seen him. He showed up for it. He was standing in the back. So that was wonderful to see.
Yeah, support from childhood, from the hood childhood.
Oh, man, them dudes right there, Ricardo Prude, Butch Meredith, Al Brown, Manny Calhoun, John Moe, Jeff Gill, Jerry Calhoun, Tommy Cameron, Sop, Amp. Peanut and Flea.
Them the ones don't
Flea?
Change.
Did they you say change. Onion Arm? Did you mention him?
Onion Arm, that's John Moe.
Oh, okay. All right, listen.
Hey, real name.
First time you got a real name.
I tried not to call him Onion Arm no more because he ran for councilman.
Oh, that's nice.
He's in politics.
That's big of you.
Yeah.
He tried to be, but I think he raised his hand up for victory one time. A lot of people, he lost a lot of support.
A lot of constituents. All right, coming up, something funny. Here's a question. How well do you have to know someone before ... We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for something funny, guys. I want to ask the crew, how well do you have to know someone before...
Yeah, sex book? What?
Okay. All right. You want to go there? Let's go there. Steve says, what, 90 days? Steve,
I don't know.
In his book, Steve said 90 days.
Well, I mean, look, if you're trying to have a relationship...
Uh-huh.
You ain't got nobody no time to have sex with.
Yeah, if you're just trying to hit.
You know, you're just trying to do something that evening.
Yeah, that evening. There we go.
That evening you can do something.
Hi.
I've never cared for that. It ain't like I ain't had a one-night stand, but it never, ever.
Yeah, well, you always like to have a little more meaning behind your actions, Steve.
Look, let's lie to each other. I miss you. I love you.
I love you.
I was thinking about you. You know, let's turn. I like that part of it.
Get some fun out this.
Uh-huh. But you know, I'd rather for it to have some relativity to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want just this here. Because I done had that there. You know, like I've been young like everybody else. I done had a one night stand. It ain't ever, ever rewarding
ever?
Except this once.
Ain't your nightstand, the one that ain't ever been good, rewarded?
What are you saying?
No, just one.
They are some of the greatest moments of all time.
No,
of he's all ignorant.
Well, you got some. Ooh, well, your ignorant. Relationship in trouble.
Well, no, my relationship is fine. But when I had one night stands, but way back in the day, those were great days.
Wow.
Wonderful. I left.
So great.
I ain't got to call her. She ain't got to call me. It ain't been to cost me an arm and a leg. Relationships cost. You know that. Mm. Love costs.
So you meet someone.
Meet them.
Dinner, maybe?
We can get a quick bite. What? Now let's get on to. We're not finna. What? Why is we at dinner talking? We're not finna be talking no more.
How fast is the bite?
Bite is real. How long it take to get them fries in your mouth from McDonald's?
Tommy, drive through.
Drive right through. And eat this. Eat on the way.
So whose house? Your house or her house?
You ain't come to my house. I don't know you like that.
You can't come to my house.
But you know her enough?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm finna put this whole Glad trash bag on, and we finna get down with it.
Wow. Oh. Yeah. Wow. No. All right, look, everybody good? Can we move on?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Sex behavior and all that. We got all that in there.
Yeah.
I just think it's that for me, it was just a waste of time for me. I only had one woman that after it was over with, I looked for her.
Oh, really?
Find her. I don't know, manhood.
Yeah. And she was gone, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to marry her.
How
this
young
is the thing
were you?
I didn't find it because the next word out of my mouth was, "Will you marry me?"
You had to be about, what, 16 at the time?
Hell no.
Oh, you were older 30? Than that? Oh, 30?
30?
Yeah. Oh.
You want to continue this?
You're
story?
Such a romantic scene.
Well, I was homeless, hell.
Oh, you need to fall in love.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
She looked good and had an apartment.
That was what?
You don't understand.
Okay, so more
this
questions.
Has to be love.
More questions?
Come on.
Or do you guys want to stick with that? Okay. How well do you have to know someone before you loan them money? Steve, you go last on this one.
Okay.
I'm done with the loaning.
So, no, but before.
Answer the
before,
question,
yeah,
sir.
Before you get.
Okay, 40 years.
40?
Yeah, I'm done.
You met him in kindergarten?
Yeah, it's going to have to be that. All my mama. Mama could have anything I got.
So, no, that's you now. That's you now. Back in the day.
Back in the day. Oh, God. I was too giving. 6 months.
Okay, then you loan him some money. Okay. Junior?
I had to know all your grandparents.
On both sides?
What if they didn't have them?
Come on, Steve.
we had to have a friendship.
At least, at the very least.
No. Yeah, we had to be considered friends or really close, super cool. You know, maybe not, but we real cool before you ask me for some money.
Okay, here's a good
today,
one.
Today, right now, if you want to borrow money from me,
you don't really lend money now.
No, but yeah, I've loaned some money.
He'll give you some.
He'll give you some.
I'll give you some money, but no. I don't want to be looking for it.
Yeah. No. Okay, how well do you have to know someone before you let them stay at your house? Let them stay with you. That's a good one.
Yeah. You can't stay at my house. I don't give a damn who you are. My family can't stay at my house.
You've been doing this since birth.
You can't stay at my house. You talking about come stay with me?
Yeah.
No, hell no. I don't care who you. No, you can't stay at my house.
Temporarily, until they get on their feet.
That don't never happen.
Never,
no.
They say that 6 really, months
it,
or
it don't.
No,
or
let
a week,
me explain
it,
something to you.
It ends
that
up
till
being
you
a
get
year.
On your feet. How? What was you using when you walked over? When them feet, you own them. Get on them and go somewhere else. Now I would let one of my children come live with us.
Yeah.
You know, if they transitioning, because one of them's talking about doing that, coming to L.A. and living. And so we'll let them stay with us until they get their place.
Oh,
but
cool.
They're my kids.
Because that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get a place this week. Yeah. I didn't know I could have came over there to y'all.
Nah, kids.
It's children.
You already know you can't come stay in my house.
But he's a relative, Steve.
No, hold on. Let's just go and get this out. You know you can't come stay in my house. I don't give a damn. What's wrong?
You gave too many parties when your uncle was out of town.
But I cleaned up.
No.
I cleaned up.
No.
Some good parties though, Steve.
No. That time you threw the party.
It was off the chain. Yeah.
Used my bed, but then made the bed.
He used your bed.
Yeah, but then made the bed.
Well, that's what a cleansly person would do, is make the bed back up, right?
Hey, dog. Yeah. Change the sheets.
We slept. That's it.
Dog.
You don't change your sheets after you sleep one night.
Who did you have in there? Was that Slab or...
Her name was Kiwi. Remember that Kiwi?
Yeah, I remember Kiwi.
Now, let me tell you something. Kiwi in there, it looked like a wild animal had been in my bed.
Hey, look, we got to... Coming up right after this, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's Tommy's Run That Prank Back. Come on, Neff.
Here it is again.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Cecil.
Yeah, this is Cecil. What's going on?
Hey, this is Manny, man. I live like about 4 or 5 streets over from you. This is Manny. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, I see you got your Christmas lights up, right?
Yeah, I got them up. I got my whole little theme and everything set up, man. It's looking real good.
Okay, let me ask you something, man. The theme you got in your yard, where you get that idea from?
What you mean, where I get them from?
The idea, like, you got a snowman, you got Santa Claus, some reindeers, you got your whole house decorated, you got Jesus with the manger and the wise men around him. Where did you get your idea from?
I'm lost. What you talking about, man? You asking me where I got a theme from? I mean, you try to imply something?
I'm asking you a question. Where did you get the idea from?
I made this up. Jesus and the manger, you know, that represents Christmas, man. You go with a theme that's Christmas-based, man, and that's Christmas-based. Jesus is Christmas. Jesus in Jerusalem and Bethlehem. And, hey, what's going on, man? Who are you? Where you get my number from anyway?
I'm Manny, man. I'm Manny. I got your number from one of the people that live on your street. And I'm just asking you, on the real, where you get this idea from?
I made this idea up. I made this up. This is the second time you asked me where I get this idea from. What are you trying to imply?
Okay, here go the real deal, dog. The same thing you got, if you come 4 streets over, I got the same thing in my yard. And it looked like you done stole my idea. And see, what you ain't going to do is try to win Christmas yard of the season, and you done stole my idea. That's the problem I got with you.
No, the problem you got is life and twisted, okay? Because, see, I put this together I never even heard of you, Manny, to begin with. Secondly, I've been doing this particular theme in my yard since I've been staying over here. I've been staying over here 6 years.
You ain't had that theme last year. You ain't had that last year.
I had this theme last year and the year before. And I put my stuff in the same place every damn time I put it down.
You did not have this last year.
First of all, who are you to call me and tell me about my theme and about my yard and what you got going on? I know you ain't copying me.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now, and I ain't finna go no further. You need to rearrange your theme and get a different theme because you got the same theme I got.
No, you need to rearrange your okay? Because I ain't rearranging jack over here.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
Let's get that
if I got
good.
To come
I've
over there, let me tell you something, man, and I'm being real as I can be with you. If I got to come over there and unplug some
what?
Stuff.
If you got to what? Come what?
If I got to come over to your house and unplug some stuff.
Unplug? No. See, if anything, my foot will be getting unplugged from your first of all, you ain't finna come on my street in my house and disrespect me at all about anything that I got set up in my yard. Secondly, I ain't finna let it go on that way.
I tell you what, then I'm just gonna do this here. I'm finna just come over there and take Jesus and take the take them wise men out your yard. That's what I'm finna do.
You come over this way talking about messing with Jesus in the manger? It's gonna be some real problems. Cause first of all, that's fake. Secondly, that's the center of the theme. Now, if you want to come over here and you want to try to do something like that, you gonna need Jesus to help you because there's gonna be some rolling around going
hey,
on. You
hey,
try to come
hey,
up to my yard with some.
The bottom line is this right here. You got the nerve to do the same theme I got. I'm 4 streets over. I'm driving through looking at everybody's looking at everybody's theme.
You're the only one that copied my theme. The same way, the same place, every doggone year. Ain't nobody ever told me your stuff look like Manny from 4 or 5 streets. Who the hell is Manny any way? Manny ain't got no right coming on my street because you don't stay on this street. You going around looking at people's stuff trying to get your ideas, man. You not original.
No, I'm very original. I moved to this neighborhood before you did. I've been here 10 years. You've been here about 6. How long you been living over here?
I've been living over here 6 years. This subdivision was just coming up when I came over here. How you going to tell me you've been running your team longer than I've been running mine? Who you crazy?
Hey, man, I ain't got time for this, man.
You know what? I got better things to do. I still got some more lights put up.
Hey,
I got
you know what? I ain't finna go back and forth. What I'm finna tell you is just right here. I'm finna come take Jesus off your yard. I'm finna take Jesus and the wife.
Take Jesus out of my yard. Now, see, now you're sounding like one of them crazy people. You're talking about taking Jesus out of my life. That's where you got life and messed up. Come on over here. I got something
for you. Hey, man,
look here.
Don't turn your lights on tonight.
No, my lights going to be on tonight, tomorrow night, and every other night. I'm talking about taking my Jesus in the manger. I'm original as can be. Come over here if you want to. I got something for you, man.
You done stole my idea.
You talking about this stealing ideas? Come on around here and let's settle this.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something right now. Jesus and them wise men is coming out your yard today.
No. You know what, man? I'm through with you, man. I'm through with you. You know what? Come over here if you want to. Touch my baby Jesus. Touch my manger. Touch Mary and Joseph and the wise men. And I'm going to put the North Star over your literally.
Hey, man.
I don't know where you get my number from. Who are you anyway? Who are you, man? I tell you what. You talking about coming over here, messing with anything in my yard? My is on timer, okay? Set to go off every evening at dusk. As soon as it starts getting dark. My going on. Let my not come on tonight. It could be some for your.
Hey, dog. Anyway? Why you can't come up with your own theme, man? Why you
I
can't
got
do
my
your
own theme.
Thing?
Look here, I tell you what, man. Who the are you anyway? We can squat this right now. You stay 4-5 streets over. What kind of car you got in your driveway? I can find you, little. Come deal with you right now. Where you at?
Hey, dog.
Right now. Where you at?
You know what? Don't worry about where I'm at. I'm gonna be there when your lights come
about.
On
now
tonight.
Now, I'm going to come find you.
No, your lights ain't coming on tonight.
What? Never not come on tonight. There's going to be some problems in your life. It's going to be hard to breathe for you. I'm going to let you know this.
Hey, man. Right. First of all, who the f*** are you
anyway, man? You done called me out of the blue telling me that you're going to come disconnect my life and steal my manger and take my baby Jesus out the manger. Hey, who are you? You sitting up here accusing me of stealing your thing? When it's been my theme all these years, 6 years I've been doing this, and I done won best yard 3 years or 3 years running in this season. Now, I think you trying to get my...
But see, the problem is you done won best yard because you stealing my idea.
How can I be stealing your... Man, you, man. You know what? You and your... And I'm ready to deal with your... Right now.
Hey, dog. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. You stole my Jesus theme, dog.
Hold on. Wait a minute. How can I have won best yard 3 years running... And you saying I got the thing from you? You should have been getting it. You must not be doing it right.
Let me go on and say this to you right now, dog.
Well, say this. What?
Larry on your street told me to call you.
Larry told you to call me. Who? Larry gave you my number.
Larry and Tommy told me to call you.
Larry and Tommy told you to call me.
Do you know who Tommy is?
Larry ain't never mentioned no name Tommy to me. Who the? Tommy.
I'm Tommy. I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Larry, man.
Nephew Tommy. From the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Larry did this to me.
Larry told me to call you. He said you win every single year. The Christmas yard
it's
of the year, man.
Field, but it's kind of funny now. Hey, yeah,
Let me ask you something. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, man, hands down, no doubt. Steve Harvey. Morning show with Nephew Tommy.
I love ignorance.
Nervous.
I love ignorance.
What?
Ignorance.
It's about being stupid. That's what it's about.
All right, more of this crazy ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. This segment is called None of Your Darn Business. Jay, please explain.
Okay, it's very easy. You need to stay out of other people's business. You see something going on that don't bother you, that don't concern you, basically, ain't none of your damn business.
Ain't none of your damn business.
For instance.
You see somebody steal somebody's order at Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
You know, just take it right on the end. You know where they put the orders in, and they take it. That ain't your damn business.
But they put your names on the
cup. Hell anyway.
They put your names
on the
cup.
Yeah, you don't know what that person going through. Let them have that coffee.
Let them have that
they got some more back there.
It's $14 a cup anyway. Let them have that coffee.
Lock your name. Yeah, you know that's not your name.
Your name is on the cup.
It don't change inside the cup.
Right.
No. Yeah. It don't.
And it ain't but an 8-cent loss to Starbucks.
Write it off.
Oh, really?
Write it off. What you got?
I got one.
I'll tell you what. You know, if it's the 15th.
Uh-huh.
and you go to your mailbox,
uh-huh,
and you see somebody else opening somebody else's checks,
yeah,
that ain't none of your damn
How
business.
How does that concern you?
That is none of your damn business.
What you got to do with that?
I ain't got nothing to do with it. You know it's the 15th. You know the check coming. Now, he told me he going to take the money. Now, he did.
Yeah. You got one thing.
Wow. Yeah, this has happened to me before.
Uh-huh.
If I'm standing in line at the bank,
uh-huh,
and I go up there, and I give her a withdrawal slip,
uh-huh,
and she give me too much money.
Right.
Uh-huh. That is none of my damn business. Count your blessings and go home.
Yeah. Go home.
Yeah, don't go, excuse me.
You're going to get into a whole lot. Now you that extra time.
That's...
Walk away, and that ain't your business.
I hate to say it, that's stealing.
That okay. Is.
No, that's not stealing. That's you stealing. Gave it to me.
The money was given to him.
But it's not your money.
It is once he gets it in
Shirley,
his hand.
I didn't slide her a note. I slid her a withdrawal slip.
Yeah.
All that's legal. Now, how much you put in there,
right,
that's none of my business.
Not at all.
Now, if it's not enough, uh-huh, it's my business.
He can get fired.
If it's too much,
nobody's
I just, I'm going to spend it before you find out.
This is a good one. This is a good one right here. You at work, uh-huh, and you mm-hmm know mm-hmm one of your coworkers' arms is humming. I mean, ooh, kicking, smoking.
Yeah.
That ain't your business.
No.
Just don't sit next to him.
Yeah, get away from him.
I think that is your business.
Yeah. Point your fan towards they kick.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. That's all you
got. None of your business why they fuck.
They going through something. Yeah. Just like that coffee stealer. Yeah. They going through something.
You wouldn't right say
he over there smelling like hot garbage.
Yeah.
That ain't got nothing to do with you.
You wouldn't slide some deodorant or perfume over there. You wouldn't do that.
They ain't gonna use it.
They ain't
gonna use
it.
Y'all wouldn't say anything. Y'all wouldn't say nothing.
And the funky one don't know they funky.
When you in the parking lot and you see somebody back into another car, and I'm talking about hit it good, but then they look up and see you, saw them. They ain't none of your damn business.
And
go to the store.
And they drive off.
Yeah, go to the store.
You be writing down nothing.
You wouldn't get their license plate number.
You forgot to leave your information. That ain't none of their business.
You wouldn't get their license plate number.
The wrong license plate. Now your ass gonna be in the witness protection program.
Call the police.
No, you don't call nobody. You don't call nobody.
You go in the store. Get what you came for.
Before you get hurt.
Cameras.
Most of the stuff that ain't your business will get you hurt.
It definitely will.
Totally.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, our very own talented news voice of fact, reason, and truth, Miss Ann Tripp.
Welcome back. A lot of folks going to work today, actually. Well, not many, but some of them. This is Ann Tripp with the news. The U.S. immigration authorities say that an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy has died while in U.S. government custody. He died in New Mexico. Customs officials say the child was treated at a hospital on Monday for symptoms of a cold and fever. He was released with prescriptions for the medicine he needed. Then they say he was later brought back to the hospital and died Christmas morning. The cause of death has not been determined. The partial government shutdown remains in effect and is expected to really be felt today, as this is the first back-to-work day after Christmas holiday. A quarter of the government's been shut down. That's about 800,000 workers. Core government functions are not affected. However, TSA and air traffic control agents are working but will be paid retroactively. Amtrak's running. The post office is open. People will still receive their Social Security checks. Custom and Border Protection agencies are still on the job, as are our military around the world. A lot of folks, though, are forced to cancel their vacation plans, like those in the FBI, immigration enforcement, and officials at prisons, because if they qualified as essential personnel, that means they're required to work during any government shutdown. So you had to, like, say, you know, bye-bye to the vacation. The president, meanwhile, says that the shutdown won't end until Democrats agree to the funds he's demanding for the border wall. And the president insists that a wall is the only way to keep undesirables out.
You have drugs, you have human trafficking, you have illegal people coming into our country. We can't do that. We don't know who they are. And the caravan, 618 people were very bad, in some cases criminals.
The Department of Homeland Security posted a statement on Facebook last month saying that there were over 600 convicted criminals traveling with the Central American caravan. By the way, the shutdown has affected something called the Violence Against Women Act. Now, you may not know about this, but it expired midnight on Friday. Both the House and Senate passed spending measures that would have extended the act until February. But since the measures tied to the overall budget wall, border wall thing, it was not reauthorized. Now, the Violence Against Women Act funds and administers several programs assisting survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. And the grants already awarded remain in effect, but all the new funding, as you would expect, is on hold. Tennessee Republican Bob Corker, by the way, is calling the border wall government shutdown, quote, juvenile contrived fight. And claims that President Trump is, and he says some other, you know, not so flattering things about the president. President Trump is slamming back as he does on Twitter, claiming that Corker supported the Iran nuclear deal, which he didn't, and that the GOP senator came to him and asked for his endorsement to run for re-election, and that when he refused to give it to him, that Corker announced he was retiring. Corker says that's not true either. And he adds, yeah, just like Mexico supposedly paying for the wall. Senator Corker was blasted the president with the hashtag, alert the daycare staff. Americans, meanwhile, all over the country are sharing their personal and financially related shutdown stories via the hashtag shutdown stories. Looks like the new superhero flick Aquaman ruled the Christmas holiday box office. Over the weekend, the long one, Aquaman earned some $79 million. Combined with international sales, Jason Momoa's film brought in over a half a billion bucks. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, Jay is here to murder. Come on, introduce him, please.
Jay Anthony Brown.
This song is Cardi B's song. I took it and did this with it. Check it out. Yeah, baby.
I like my girls fat.
You better believe me when I tell ya.
I like my girls fat.
You better believe me when I tell ya.
I like burpees,
I like bellies. I like big girls with big meals, but a salad, they don't want it. I like big girls, yes, I got them. They eat and never stop. She can down a 12-inch tuna, Diet Coke that's on the rock. She's from 50 and she flexes, but she loves them stretchy pants. I like to see her in her thong when she does her sexy dance. I call them thick, chick, meaty, sweetie, roll it, pull it, good eating, jelly, belly, diabetes, extra stomach, keeps me heated. Hop on the seat, not on my knee. Her weight's too heavy for me. I take her eating as much as I can. Eating a lot, licking the pan. If you mad, I'm sorry, yo. It's what I do on the morning show. Yes, I am J. Anthony. I dropped the mic, I gotta go. Collard greens and fat back.
I like my girls fat.
Mac and cheese, she got that.
I like my girls fat.
Glazed donuts topped with bacon.
I like my girls fat.
Lots of gravy on her steak.
I like my girls fat.
She's costing McDonald's.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fire,
I like
Jay.
That.
Jay.
You like
that? Gotta get off my knee now. That's what you got to do.
Jay. You're so good with these.
Well, you heard about the P challenge and the D challenge? This is the C challenge. You see, I'm down for the comedy, brown for the comedy. Since Def Jam, I've been around for the comedy. Tight for the comedy, right for the comedy. Think about it morning, noon, and night for the comedy. Hip for the comedy, fit for the comedy. Had a good job, I had to quit for the comedy. You see, I smoke for the comedy, joke for the comedy. Been to divorce court 3 times for the comedy. I got love for the comedy, a club for the comedy. Every now and then, I need a hug for the comedy. See, I hope for the comedy, notes for the comedy. Did a cruise 10 years on a boat for the comedy. I talk trash for the comedy, got cash for the comedy, even got some real good ass for the comedy. I do black for the comedy, white for the comedy. Arsenio Hall, he let me write for the comedy. Steven, I go back for the comedy, make stacks for the comedy, got much love and that's a fact for the comedy. I take a pill for the comedy, feel for the comedy, don't get mad when they steal for the comedy. I'm about for the comedy, they shout for the comedy, gonna drop the mic here cause I'm out for the comedy. Yeah. Am I too old to say yeah? Okay, I won't say it no more.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, fellas, time for Comedy Roulette.
I love it.
Jake, quickly set this up again, please.
You test us every week. Mm-hmm. You test our comedy ability. Give us 5 subjects, put them on the wheel, spin the wheel. Where it stopped, we can do it. What you got?
All right, let's
what
go.
What you got?
Here are the topics. Got? Number one, people I hate on my job.
Oh, man, everybody can do that. That's easy. Ain't
number two, your mama keeps hitting on me.
That's a nice one.
I like that.
Number three, I thought they was dead already.
Hell this for you, Shirley.
Number four, Jehovah's Witness. Number five, people with a clean house.
We did people with a nasty house. Put them on the wheel, spin the wheel. What
All
you
right,
got?
Let's go.
What
spin
you
the
got?
Wheel, Cap.
What you got?
People I hate on my job.
Oh, let me have it. Let me have it first. Here
this
I go.
A good one.
You know the people on your job who bring that food item that don't nobody want any damn way.
Oh, yeah.
But they all booze you about it. First of all, don't nobody like pumpkin pie. All right? Nobody.
Nobody.
Why they bring it to work and then make an announcement?
Nobody.
Hey, I got a slice of pumpkin pie in there. Don't touch it. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Right.
It's pumpkin pie. What else you got, Junior?
I tell you what I like. I don't like people that I work with that act like they healthier than you. You know, that's an issue for me. You know, if I'm sick, he's sick. He up here acting like he more healthy than me, but he got eight toes. He didn't tell nobody that, though. I just want you to know. He ain't told in here. Now I ain't talking about nobody I know.
But you just hate them.
But
huh?
Just hate them. We equally sick.
What do you got, Dolly?
Come on, Neff. What you got?
I can't stand the dude that rat on you when you clock out an hour early. You and him, you thought you had it cool with him until you get halfway home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dog, they looking for you. Wait. How they looking for me?
How they know I'm gone?
How they know I'm gone?
Yeah. All right, Steve.
Steve, what you got?
I don't like people who send you videos, email you videos of their life if you don't really care for them.
Dang, that just got personal.
I know where that came from.
It got real.
It got real.
The topic is people I hate on my job. Let's go, Jay.
You know what? The people I hate on my job, and not only are they sicker than you, but they have functions to raise money about how damn sick they are. We don't have nothing for diabetics. We ain't running. We ain't making speeches. Yeah. We ain't out there doing that. We don't have a month or nothing.
Right.
Therefore, with you having a day or a month or a marathon, to me, just to me, you are sicker than me. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. Ding. Your turn.
You know what? You know what I like about my job?
What?
You know, I know some sick people on the job. I'm not calling no names. I ain't telling no lies. I ain't that. But I don't like people that got diabetes that act like type 2 is better than type 1. Really care for all that.
Yeah.
You know, they just really all that. You know, I take my medicine. Yeah, I don't shoot my medicine. You know, but they talking to other sick people about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you really still on medicine. Ain't my fault you done fat ass ate your way there. How you mad at me?
Yeah.
Okay, you was at one point no diabetes. You bypassed one with
Come
right
on
to
now.
Two. That's all I'm saying. Not talking about nobody on my job.
What you got?
I can't stand nobody. I can't stand nobody on my job who a millionaire. And every time they come to work, they always, "Ooh, I'm going through." What is you going through? You ain't going through. Ooh, the Lord tested me. I ain't testing you. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ooh, I'm going through. Ooh, y'all don't know what your boy going through. God, dog.
Hurry.
Man, they had your boy out there. God, dog.
All right, let's
man, I'm
going
to make it through this. Ooh, man, they trying to test your boy. No. How is they testing you when you sitting on all this time?
And he'll come
this
back.
Ooh, all these champagne-ass props.
All right, we got to go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, you do not want to miss the strawberry letter. It is a good one today. Trust me on that. But before we get to that, the nephew's in the building with his prank phone call. What do you have for us today on the
Tombstone?
I like that movie.
That's a great movie.
That ain't the one.
I'll be a Huckleberry.
Tombstone. Everybody gonna need one at some point.
One day.
Here it is.
Funeral home. It's Kendrick.
Hey man, we got a problem with this funeral home. Let me ask y'all something. Look, y'all done messed around and put the wrong name on my auntie tombstone as well as the date, and we got a problem. We got to get rectified, man. Y'all got
hold on, man. Calm down. First of all, what is your name?
My name is Reggie, man. But y'all, I can't understand a funeral home making these kind of mistakes. You know, that don't make no sense. How long have y'all even been in the business to be doing something like this?
So this is a family business. We've been doing this 40-plus years.
Why are y'all making mistakes like this, man?
What's the problem? What's the mistake? What mistake you think we made?
Okay, look, man. We buried my auntie 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Rosetta.
Okay.
All right. Where you spell her name is Rosetta. Y'all got Rozetta. And she was born June 8, 1948. Y'all got August 6, 1940. Y'all got the dates mixed up, and y'all got her name mixed up. And what we ain't finna do is have my auntie arrested in peace with the wrong stuff on her tombstone. That don't make no sense, man.
Calm down. Bro, you keep yelling at me. I can't. There's no way I can help you if you're yelling at me.
Well, fix the problem then, man.
Well, I can check the paperwork. I can check the paperwork and see what the problem is. Now, if you gave me the wrong information, your family gave me the wrong information, then we just put down what we was given. And if we got to change something, we'll change it, but it's going to cost you some more money.
Hold on. We're not paying another damn dime to that funeral. Not another damn dime. The stuff going to get changed on this damn tombstone, and we're not paying for nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you this here.
I'm saying we can help you out. I can help you, but if you gave me the wrong information, that's on you. I didn't do that. That's on you.
We didn't give you the wrong information. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here. What is your name?
Funeral.
What is your name?
My name is Kendrick.
Okay, Kendrick. Let me tell you something. If this don't get changed by tonight, me and some of my cousins are finna come out there and start digging up bodies.
Y'all not coming over here and digging up nothing. This is my family. You gonna disrespect my family and come over here and you gonna dig up what?
We gonna dig up some bodies if y'all don't get this rectified on my head tombstone.
It's not gonna be none of that. I'm not having you coming over here. We gonna fix the problem. I'm gonna check the paperwork and I can get back to you. That's what I can do. But you ain't digging up nothing.
If y'all ain't fix this thing on my head tombstone by this evening, me and my cousin is coming out there digging up some of them damn dead bodies until y'all get this damn thing fixed.
Ain't gonna be nobody coming over here.
Wait a minute.
Listen, hold on. See
what?
Now I'm getting excited too. Calm, man. Let me just talk to you like a man. Listen, what I'm saying to you is that the family fills out the paperwork, puts the name and the birth date on there. If it is incorrect, it has to be fixed. I have to call the man out here to fix it, and that's gonna cost some money. I have to pay him. All I'm saying is, if that is the case, if the paperwork is incorrect, it's not on us, and I'm gonna have to charge you a little extra money just so I can get it taken care of.
I'm not finna get charged nothing. We ain't got no more money, man. We ain't got no more money. Y'all charge us an arm and a leg to bury my honey. We ain't got no more. I'm gonna tell you one more time, Mr. Kendrick. If I don't see a child, I'm coming out there this evening to look at my auntie tombstone. I'm coming out there. Now, if the date and the name ain't fixed, I promise you, so help me, I'm finna start digging up bodies, and if your ass is out there, I'm gonna put you in one of them holes that I done dug up.
Man, I tell you what, Reggie, you're not gonna put me in no hole, man. I'm trying to talk to you and tell you what the deal is and how we will get this fixed. Ain't nobody coming out here and digging up nothing. I have to call somebody to get it fixed.
I bet you I'm digging up a hole and I'm putting your in it if you don't fix my hand in the tombstone.
Then we both is going in the damn hole. That's what's going to happen.
We both going in there then. Because somebody, y'all done messed around and put the wrong date. Y'all done spelled my name wrong and everything. All of that.
Man, I don't even answer the damn phone. Let me see my uncle get it. Listen. Reggie.
Reggie, I'm
not going to fix nothing. Me and you yelling at each other, we mean. We don't do this. Yelling at each other is not going to fix the problem. I still have to do a step here. I have to look at this paperwork.
So when is you going to look at it then?
Reggie, if you keep yelling at me, I don't even have time to even go over this paperwork. Every time I get ready to look at something, you yelling in my ear.
Okay, well, let me say this to you one more time. I'm coming. Matter of fact, I'm finna come out there right now. That's what I'm finna do.
You know what, brother? Come on then. I try to talk nice to your and tell you what the do. I told you that this is a family business, and you disrespected me. Man, you. You come out here. You ain't no cousin. We both going to whole day. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now.
See, I'm
going
to you now. I'm going to right out there in just a minute.
You don't even know how to lift your to kid.
Well, you need to know that my is on my way, because I guarantee you, y'all going to change it.
I could bring your in. Bring your you ain't your cousin. Who else the going to call? I dig up both seven holes out this day.
I bet you when they get ready to spell Kendrick on the tombstone, I bet you they won't spell that wrong.
Oh, well, then, come on, you. You and your cousin.
Well, I got something else I need to tell you.
What the f*** else you got to say?
I said, if you listening to me, Kendrick?
What the f*** you have to say, Reggie?
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy. You just got pranked by your secretary with
no.
You all right?
Man. You, Tommy. How about that? Damn.
All right, hey, man, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is. Tombstone.
Oh, Tommy.
Anything y'all want written on y'all that I need to make notes of?
Yeah, I like told you I was sick.
Junior,
I would have to go with Jay. That applies.
Big dog,
what
would you put on your tombstone? If you had to put a funny quote on there, what would you put?
I just need a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Oh, how about man. You, wow. Sherry, call it? Y'all got something?
Too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon. Too soon for the question or too soon?
All of the above.
All of it, too soon.
Call it.
I'm out.
Better write something nice on that now. Yeah, put it in cursive. Nice.
I'm in cursive print. You know what I won't put on there? Right. I'll be dead.
I think I would put, if you love me, come on in here with me.
I put on there, turn around. Yeah. Gotcha, didn't I?
Told you I was sick, says it all, right?
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah. Yeah. Hands down. Yeah. You ain't believe me all the time that time came in. You coughing for a Jay?
I told you I was sick.
You ever been to a funeral and it all went wrong?
Oh, yes.
Man, plenty of
fights. Seen fights.
T-shirts with people named and
spelt wrong. And
or the wrong
family
body.
Members not being allowed to get in the cars. Yeah, I've
people
seen
people named left out the wrong body.
Ain't one right there, no. Family members. Mm-hmm.
I stood in line with Biggie Wig at the wrong funeral. Mm-hmm. And boy, when I got up there and saw the body and it wasn't amp, I said, God, dog. I walked past the family. Big was in line talking to these two girls. I couldn't get his attention. He got up there and it wasn't amp.
Uh-oh.
Can't do it on the amp. Ah.
Yeah, there's some funeral horror stories. Yeah, ain't definitely, man.
Change the subject.
Yeah,
let's talk about something funny. Yeah.
Get back to life.
I know.
What's happening
at
the
living?
The J spot.
All right, y'all, we'll be back.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you're in a situation and you need some advice, please, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. Steve and I could read your letter on the air. Who knows? Just like this one. The subject today is Whose Is It? Come on, Tommy.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you, the Strawberry Letter.
I don't know. For some reason, I love this subject. Whose is it? Dear Steve and Shirley, this past Valentine's Day started out as the most amazing day with the man of my dreams. We planned to go out to dinner. So after work, I went to his condo and waited for him to get home. The moment he walked through the door, we got busy, quick and wild style. Afterwards, we pulled ourselves together and went out to dinner.
He gave me the bottle of perfume that I had always wanted, so the night was going great. After dinner, we went back to his condo and had some drinks, listened to some music, and ended up getting intimate again. The lovemaking was so intense and passionate this time until he abruptly jumped up and yelled, "What did you say?" It took me a couple of seconds, and then I realized, oh my goodness, I just whispered my ex's name. How did this happen? I've been divorced for 10 years, and I have no contact whatsoever with my ex. My man looked at me with this hurt, angry, disgusted look and left the bedroom. This is the second time it's happened. I did the same thing a few years ago. He eventually forgave me the first time, and we got back on track. But this time, I don't think it's going to be, that's going to happen. I've apologized over and over, but we've only spoken twice since then. I'm so mad at myself. I'm heartbroken and confused. What is wrong with me? Do you think he will forgive me again? Or is it best to just leave it alone and walk away? By the way, we're in our mid-50s, both divorced, and we've been together for the past 7 years. I don't want to lose him. Please help. Wow. What a way to mess up a really good evening, girl. What were you thinking?
Stay out of this, Tommy.
I mean...
Okay. I can hear your brain.
Uh-huh. Man. I can hear him breathing.
Stay out of this, Tommy. I can hear your damn brain turning.
You guys had a great night. You say this is a man of your dreams. You guys have been together for 7 years. You've been divorced for 10. Where did this come from? I mean, did you have too much to drink? Were you drunk? You know, maybe you can blame it on that. But yeah, this is kind of crazy. And you hurt his ego, you know, not just one time. This is the second time you've done that. How do you think he's supposed to feel? It makes him think, I guess, from a man's point of view, that you're thinking during the most intimate time, not about him, but about your ex. And that's not cool. I don't know how you did that. You slipped up really badly. He forgave you the second time. The first time, I mean, eventually, I don't know if he's going to forgive you this time. I don't know. It depends on, you know, how you make it up to him, if he allows you to make it up to him. I don't think that you should just leave and walk away without, you know, doing everything you can. But you're in your mid-50s. You're both divorced. I mean, sounds like you have a good thing going. You just messed it up. You're just going to have to, I don't know, really... You know, plead and appeal your case to him. Maybe he'll forgive you a second time. I don't know. Steve?
Well, I don't need to. How much time I got? How many minutes I got?
You got plenty of time. Go ahead.
Because I could do this 3 minutes. I can get all this in one time.
Come on.
Let me explain something to you. Mm. What happened has happened to a lot of men before. But the title of the letter is, Whose Is It? So, obviously, he asked a question in the middle of the session. Whose is it? And he said it because he knew he was putting in work.
Wow. Take your time.
He done had this thing all morning. This round 2 y'all back. You walked in the door, it's passionate. Mm-hmm. All hell done broke loose. Mm. Then bit your buttons off. Mm. That's when you know it's popping off.
That's passion right there.
Take your time.
Bit her buttons off.
He couldn't just rip them off?
I'm going to need 2 times to do this because I forgot. I got to set up what the hell happened. Y'all came in the room tearing at each other. The anticipation was incredible. He gave you perfume that you always wanted. Y'all walked through the door. Y'all got busy. She says in her like, quick and wild style. Mm-hmm. Lord, you know what wild style is. This all over
what is
the
it,
stairs.
Steve? Yeah.
This when you break spindles off in the banister. This way you can't explain how the hell you got that refrigerator handle in your hand. This how wild
in
it is.
In the kitchen?
Yeah, the block that hold the mallet and butcher knife, it broke.
Really?
You can't even find that other kitchen chair. You don't even know what the hell happened to it. Why is the kitchen chair outside?
You just got three now.
Yeah. And who tore the hot water handle off the speaker?
That's pretty wild, Steve. That's pretty wild.
It didn't just happen. All the cushions on the couch is wet. Yes. All of them.
Yes. Come on.
You can't explain none of this. And it's a crack in the flat screen TV. That's how wild it got. And the fireplace don't work no more.
All the ashes
and wood. Yeah. Yeah. It just popped off. This is quick and wild style.
Yes.
When you in there, you can't explain nothing. People coming on. What is all these knee prints in this carpet?
Yeah.
Girl, is your knees bleeding? He got a zipper print on his cheek.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Mm.
That's how wild it got up in there. Now, when I come
Pretty wild.
I'm going to explain to you, because right in the middle of this wild style, while he was performing at his highest level ever before, he asked the proverbial question, whose is it? There's a word missing in there, but we all know what he meant.
You said,
whose is it? When I come back, we will go down the list of things you could have said, and then a list of things that you probably said. Right after this, all hell breaks loose.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, whose is it? You had some lists?
Yeah, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Now, for the first time, I'm going to play the role of her.
Huh?
I'm the dude.
Tommy's not going to be the girl?
Wow. It's just for one line.
Oh, okay.
All I want you to do, Tommy, is say, whose is it?
Okay.
Then this first list is because she said something wrong, because in the letter she said, the title of the letter is whose is it? Mm-hmm. In the middle of the letter she said, he jumped up and said, what did you say?
Mm-hmm.
So now, after he jumped up and said, to avoid the what did you say, let me give you ladies a list of things that you can say if you're unsure of whose it is.
Mm.
So, Tommy, go ahead.
Whose is it?
Ooh, child. See, that's easy.
Like a bear.
That's all right. Come on, Tommy.
No, he sounded like a bear.
Whose is it?
Huh? Oh, it's you, Daddy. Come on, Shirley. It's you, Daddy.
You're not a good girl, Steve.
I ain't got to be. I'm just trying to save your marriage.
Whose is it?
Big dog!
Any of these would have worked.
Whose is it?
It's yours! It's yours!
Look at me. Whose is it?
Who you think?
Whose is it?
You better know it!
All of those would have worked.
One more, Tommy.
Whose is it?
N-word!
That's my favorite.
Those are a list of things that you can use to keep yourself out of trouble that will keep a man engaged, working hard, giving his all. Now, here's what you can't say when he asked you. Now, his name is Nathaniel. The man's name is Nathaniel.
My name?
It's Nathaniel.
That's Quake name.
I forgot that. It is Quake. Go ahead. That was on the driving line.
Yeah.
So come on, Tommy.
Whose is it?
Who hell?
What did you say? What did you say?
What? I don't know. What I, baby, what's wrong? What I say? What? Nathaniel?
You call me Harold.
No,
you call me Harold.
No, I said Nathaniel.
No. You said Harold.
Nathaniel, why would I call you?
Okay, go again. Let's go.
Come on, baby. Look at me. Whose is it?
You forgot. I'm guessing.
What? What you doing?
What's your name?
Did you say,
Go ahead, Tommy. Do it again.
All right, baby. Whose is it?
Okay. Let me think.
Now, Tommy, you gotta go. What did you say? You gotta keep doing that.
Yeah, Tommy.
I'm sorry. What did you just say? Yeah. What did you say?
Do it again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Whose is it, baby?
I don't know.
What did you say?
You're doing good, though. Go ahead.
Whoever you are.
You don't know?
Go ahead.
Come on, baby. Whose is it? Baby, I said, whose is it?
I'm confused. What? Why are you asking me that?
Yeah.
What you talking about? I asked you, whose is it?
Last one.
Oh, baby, whose is it?
Everybody!
What did you say? What did you just say?
Everybody!
Last one, Tommy.
That was so good.
Talk to me, baby. Whose is it? Baby, whose is it?
What your name is?
My name ain't Thang. You know my
plug it in, dude. Put your own name. I'm busy. Oh, I'm trying to work on something.
What did you just say? What do you mean? What do you mean fill it in?
Plug your name in.
Yeah.
That's classic.
All right. Fun, Steven. Oh, man.
What was your favorite?
I just want to thank you for letting me be the guy.
N-word. Sorry.
N-word.
Sorry.
That just covered.
Tommy's so messy, man. Huh? He was really into it.
But he forgot a part.
I know, then he forgot.
Tommy's sweating.
Breathing hard. It's just a reenactment.
Oh, man. But he got that part down.
Yeah.
Put your shirt back on, Tommy.
No
shirt on.
Dang. We don't know you like that. All right, listen, we got to get out of here, guys. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts.
Where are we going next?
On today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, right now it is time for Broke People. Jay, tell us what this segment is all about, please.
Well, Steve is going to let us know some things that broke people need to know, that should know about being broke. Just the way to carry yourself around.
As a former broke person.
Yeah, as a former broke.
Well, you know, with more expertise at broke, majority of my life was spent as a broke person.
The vast majority
of my life was spent as a broke
person. So you know the do's and don'ts.
I know all of them, man. Like, first and foremost, you know, if we're getting ready to go somewhere, just say you ain't got it.
just let me know off the top.
Off the top.
Yeah. Don't wait till after we in the car and we at breakfast and you done ordered already. And you know you ain't got no money.
Yeah.
Just tell me up front. Hey, man, I ain't got nothing.
Yeah. They wait till the check come. Hey, Steve.
Yeah. Because then it'll help me know what I need to order.
Yeah.
You in there ordering like you got it, so I'm in here ordering like I got it because I got it. But now because you done ordered so much, I ain't got it.
Can I whisper it real low like, hey, man, can I whisper it like
yeah, that? Just get it to me. Yeah. So I know. Yeah. Then I can whisper my order to the waiter. I ain't got to be all loud. Yeah. Hey, give me extra eggs over there. Give me two extra eggs.
Yeah.
Let's throw that on there. Tell me extra sausage. Yeah. It don't matter. It don't matter.
Yeah.
If you is paying for your food, mm-hmm. if somebody else is paying for your food, mm-hmm. don't overeat.
They don't need to do that.
You ain't been.
You know, at least act like you paying for it. You on the menu ordering stuff you don't know nothing about. What is that dessert over there that's on fire? I like that.
You ain't know
I like that. Can I have a dessert that's on fire? I like that. No, what do you mean? What are you referring to? The dessert that I saw on fire when I first come in.
Bananas.
Yeah, that's what I want. I like that. But you ain't got no damn money. But you just over-ordered.
You got two of them, right?
And then let me tell you something. If we done all chipped in to buy your ticket to Essence, at least have some spending money. Now, we done got your ticket to Essence. You're on the plane. You in the room.
Hold to a room.
Now,
hold
every to a
room.
Time.
Oh, that's good. We got all that, right?
We got all that. Why you ain't got, you can't buy a hot dog.
Come on, man.
Everybody got a drink but you.
Here's another thing broke people can't do. If you ain't put no money in, stop making suggestions about daddy film.
Hello.
Stop all
that. I've been through that. Yes.
And the verdict is out if you that's your daddy anyway.
You know, if you tripping, talking about he like blue, his casket ought to be blue. Well, he can't see the casket. He in it anyway. He ain't gonna see the outside.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that is so true, man.
Ooh, that was a moment for me right there. God. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, my God, yeah. Go ahead, Steve. You on it, man.
Now, you ain't got no money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You broke. Somebody invites you. Just, you know, well, look, I got you. Let's go to the nail salon. Just go in there and get your nails done. Everybody said nothing about doing your feet and the massage room. You quit looking back there at the massage table. You're not going back there. Get your damn nails done and put some closed-toe shoes on and go on about your business. You didn't have no money. Now, all of a sudden, you getting massages and back rubs and facials and... You got your shoes off. You getting two people on you at one time. I'm sitting over here getting my nails done. You got two people working on you at one time.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense, man.
You breaking it down.
Broke people need to have a way to conduct themselves. They need to have that way.
Yeah.
Now, your boy needs you to do him a favor because he working, right? Your boy working you in. Mm-hmm. He got a job.
Okay.
His girl and came to town. He can't get off. He said, hey, man, do me a favor. Take my girl to the airport in your car. I know, man, I'm asking you a big favor, but here go my gas car, man. Put some gas in your tank.
Oh, that's nice. Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Now you back there filling up your gas tank, and now you on oil change.
Service?
A tune up.
Your whole car gotta be served.
Yeah, now all of a sudden your car in the garage somewhere on a lift.
For one airport trip.
Try it now. Damn, dog, you asked me to take your girl to the airport, man. I get in the car, man, my oil light came on. He said, dog, your oil light always on. Yeah, but I don't be going way out to no airport.
Right.
I said, I'll be damned. So those are just things that you know. You have to look out for when people ain't got no money.
Money, bro.
Okay. That's a heads up.
A lot of
yeah, sense. Yeah. Yeah, man. You nailed it, Steve.
Bing!
All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show. Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, now it's time for something funny, guys. We're going to talk about annoying things that grown people do while you're driving.
So when you are driving.
So these people are in the car with
they're
you.
They're riding Jay. With you.
Okay.
Oh, this is the passenger. Okay.
The passenger. Mm. Or the back seat or kids. Or just,
yeah.
Just mm-hmm. you're the driver, so you got to focus.
Yeah.
On the road.
Yeah.
And it's just little stuff that gets on, just little things.
Oh, man.
Like.
Just that little.
Like what?
Steve, like you driving, right? I can't stand people to point to stuff for me to look at.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm driving.
Yeah. Ooh, look at that.
Ooh, look.
You missed
how?
It. You missed it.
You missed how? It. Oh, you. They got tomatoes on sale. Look.
Yeah, Jay.
That's real talk. They got tomatoes on sale.
Good
I'm going to see that sign and I'm driving. Ain't nowhere in the
one,
world.
You got one.
Man, I can't stand for people to sing in my car. That gets on my nerve. Because first of all, you don't know the words to the song.
Oh, my God.
I can't stand. And you don't sound nothing like.
Nothing like the song.
The song.
Are you evil? Will you just change the station when they're singing?
I'll put it on talk.
Oh, talk radio?
I don't care what they talking about. We start listening to talk the minute you open your mouth. And, ladies and gentlemen, we are here today.
You got one, Sean?
I don't like when we going cross town to my auntie house. I done been there 1,000 times.
Mm.
But my wife want to give me directions, though, on how to get
go this way. Go this way.
If you take more directions.
Take 40, take 45 and then take 59. If you take 59, we'll get there a little quicker. But you,
we've been you there several times. I know where I'm going.
I just don't like directions. Yeah. Come on, Steve. I know you got one.
I can't stand when people driving their damn car.
Uh-huh.
Looking over at an accident that they ain't in. And about to get us in one over here.
Yeah.
I can't stand that, man. What you looking
like
over there for?
I don't like
I can't stand. You know what else I can't stand, Steve? That window is not to be played with, okay?
That up and down? Yeah.
That's to the kids. Right.
Yeah.
Or women with hot flashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. That's why they got window locked.
That's why they got locked.
Yeah. You got to lock the window.
Take the child lock off. I'm not going to do it.
I don't care how grown you is. I'm not going to do it. You know, I can't stand. Right as I get my car washed and I come pick you up and take you somewhere, if you eat in my car and drop anything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is when you driving. You always notice somebody dropping something.
Yeah.
In your car.
You got chips. I see the chip fall down your shirt to the seat to my floor. But you keep eating like it ain't down there.
Okay. I hate to go there.
Come on now.
I'm driving in my car.
Uh-huh.
I look out the little, just look out the little peripheral of my right side.
Mm-hmm.
Are you picking your nose? Wait a minute. Where are you dusting that
where
off
you gonna
to?
Put that?
Off your fingers, man. Where's that going?
Ew.
That's on my flow mat now, brother.
That is gross.
But if y'all done seen it, you done seen it.
Yeah. Come on, Steve.
I used to hate getting in somebody's car and don't nothing work. We ain't got no radio. We ain't got no air. We just sitting up in here hot, in silence, and it's starting to smoke.
Hot,
you remember
hot
from a long time ago?
Man, boy, I used to hate that.
Man. I love Here's it. One. Okay, look at him. Okay, you can on. Have gum in your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you click it.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
I don't want to hear you pop it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to see you making bubbles out of it. Yeah. Mm. Damn it, just chew it, okay?
Yeah.
Just chew it. That's it. That's why they call it chewing gum.
You ain't got issues. You know what? I'm at this problem right now. I want to drive like Uncle Steve, but I don't have one. But right now, stay out my damn glove box.
Why for you?
Why is you in there? What the hell made you click that two buttons and pull it down? What you in there for?
What are you looking for?
Like, you got something in here.
When did you put something in there?
It's like when you go to someone's house and they go to their medicine cabinet in the bathroom.
They got the damn glove box.
Tell me what you got, man.
Okay.
I love it.
This what bothered me. Uh-huh. We pull out the driveway.
Yeah.
I'm rolling my son in the back seat. He start hollering and crying. We can't go. We got to stop. Wait a minute. What's wrong? The Wi-Fi ain't working. I can't get it on my iPad. What?
You got
some
money.
You
got one, Steve?
Come on, Steve.
You know, I used to hate.
What?
Don't ask me to use my car. Please, man. You don't want your feelings hurt. You don't know how I really feel about you. Don't ask me to use my damn car. For nothing.
Yeah.
Go to work.
Yeah.
Go to store.
Yeah.
You gonna find out where you really stand.
And the phrase, well, it's just sitting there. That's why it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
My car.
It's my car.
And I ain't
right.
Well, it's just sitting there. So?
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Here's one I hate. I'm backing out. Now, in order to back out, you gotta look back. Why am I looking at you? Looking back at me backing out. It don't take two of us to back out.
I'm looking.
Close
up. I'll tell you one thing I can't say. Don't diagnose my car. How you know what's wrong with my car? Sound like you got a bad tire. How you know? You just got in.
Come on, Steve, close
this
it up.
Got, well, this one last one. This got something to do with using my car. This is what a friend did to me one time. Called a cab to my house to ask me to use my car. You should have took this cab the way your ass wanted to go.
That's stupid.
That's crazy.
You've been there.
All right, coming in great, guys. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Tommy, you got a question for the CEO?
Do you see raises for any of us anytime in the near future?
I
good
see
question.
It.
Good question.
Oh, man.
Good question.
I like it. Yeah.
Definitely see it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
And then will it ever come to fruition? Do you see it happening?
I just said I see it. I see marshmallows and rainbows in the sky sometimes.
Wow.
I see rainbows in the sky, but run over there to it.
Oh, wow. And it ain't there.
Oh, it's there. It ain't going to be there when you get there.
What about?
I got a question.
Go ahead, Carla.
All right, so as a CEO, you're supposed to have, like, you know, this vision and strategy for the company.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what is your vision and strategy for us for the rest of the year?
I ain't got vision and strategy for nobody but my damn self.
Wow.
I'm all vision and strategied out.
I can't be
visualizing, strategizing for all y'all.
I don't think anyone.
Because ain't no need of me wanting to want something for y'all that you don't want for your damn self.
Like what?
Wow. We haven't even had a chance.
Yeah, we didn't even get a chance to get it in.
If you ain't vision and strategizing by the fourth month of the year, you ain't got no plans.
Hey, what's your question, Junior, for the CEO?
We're starting to get around to our birthdays, you know, like, we want to know, could you just provide a party or something like that for our birthday and stuff
good
this year?
For the staff.
Only reason I don't do birthday parties, because I don't know your birthdays.
Well, we can get that to you.
Yeah, that's
easy
fix.
We can fix that.
I'm May 18th.
You misunderstand what I said. I said, the reason I don't do birthday parties is because I don't know nobody's birthday. You getting it to me don't mean I'm going to know it.
But can you have it and keep it on you?
I don't know what that means.
Why would I keep your birthday on me when I need all the space for my birthday? I know January 17th. Yeah. Now, if you want a day to be important to you, make it important to you. Don't look over here. I ain't asked you for a damn quarter for January 17th. You ain't nor have you offered a quarter.
No, I did buy.
What?
I bought some warm-ups. Now, they was too tight, but I did buy him some warm-ups.
Because you bought them little ass warm-up at the store you shop at. I told you.
Yeah, but you wore.
You remember that shirt?
They look like capris on him.
I put it on and try it on in front of everybody. You can't get my clothing, baby girl. I don't care if you do get the biggest size. They got 20 Husky. I still can't wear it.
Well, okay, since none of us took
my business too big for them jobs to see you. I'm a man's man. I stretch out, roll out, poke out, stick out, round out.
Okay.
I be out.
Okay, we made your point.
We got it.
I be out. Skin tight. Yeah.
Looking like
Skin
cameo.
Tight.
Looking like cameo.
Larry Black.
You're a bad, bad.
Okay, well, since we didn't take any, we won't be able to get any vacation. What about, like, personal days, like for our own birthdays and stuff? Can we have those days off?
There you go, bringing up them birthdays.
Yeah.
How am I going to give you personal day and a birthday? You need to make up your damn mind. Is it personal day or is it birthday?
We're just trying to get a day off.
Rashawn used to actually give us those birthdays.
Yeah.
Who did?
Rashawn. He used to give us those birthdays.
Well, Rashawn ain't here no more.
Okay, I understand.
You must want to end up where Rashawn is.
As you can hear, we want to celebrate things together.
Celebrate?
So what about, like, food truck Fridays or bringing game room in here, like a pool table, a ping pong table?
I like that.
What do you think about that, CEO?
I was thinking about Christmas.
Christmas?
That's something we can all do together.
It's April.
Everybody
like Christmas. Well, we're planning on it coming, ain't it?
Yeah, we're not even here.
Together.
Oh, so now because you ain't together, you ain't got time for the Lord.
No, we're celebrating.
Oh, that's who we working with. Come all ye faithful. Joyfully. Yeah, triumphant.
Okay. All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show. Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. This segment is called None of Your Darn Business. Jay, please explain.
Okay, it's very easy. You need to stay out of other people's business. You see something going on that don't bother you, that don't concern you, basically, ain't none of your damn business.
Ain't none of your damn business.
For instance,
you see somebody steal somebody's order at Starbucks. You know, just take it right on the end. You know where they put the order in, and they take it. Then it's your damn business.
But they put your names on the
cup. They're called anyway.
They put your names
on the cup.
They got away.
Yeah, you don't know what that person going through. Let them have that coffee.
Let them have that coffee.
They got some more back there.
It's $14 a cup anyway. Let them have that coffee.
Yeah. Lock,
your name. Yeah, you know that's not your name.
Your name is on the cup. What?
It don't change inside the cup.
Right.
No. Yeah. It don't.
Right. And it ain't but an 8-cent loss to Starbucks.
Write it off.
Oh, really?
Just go write it off.
What you got?
I got one.
I'll tell you what. You know, if it's the 15th.
Uh-huh.
And you go to your mailbox,
uh-huh,
and you see somebody else opening somebody else's checks.
Yeah,
that ain't none of your damn
business. How does that concern you?
That is none of your damn business.
What you got to do with that?
I ain't got nothing to do with it. You know it's the 15th. You know the check coming. They ain't told me gonna take the money. Now he did.
Yeah. You got one thing.
Wow.
Yeah, this has happened to me before.
Uh-huh.
If I'm standing in line at the bank,
uh-huh,
and I go up there and I give her a withdrawal slip,
uh-huh,
and she give me too much money.
Right. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That is none of my damn business. Count your blessings and go home.
Yeah. Go home.
Don't go, excuse me.
You're going to get into a whole lot. Now you that extra time. Walk away, and that ain't your business.
I hate to say it. That's stealing.
Okay.
No, that's not stealing. That's you gave it to me.
The money was given to him.
But it's not your money.
It is once he gets it in
Shirley,
his hand.
I didn't slide her a note. I slid her a withdrawal slip. Yeah. All that's legal. Now, how much you put in there,
right,
that's none of my business.
Not at all.
Now, if it's not enough, uh-huh, it's my business.
Nah, you can get fired.
If it's too much,
nobody's business.
I'm going to spend it before you find out.
This is a good one. This is a good one right here. You at work, uh-huh, and you, mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm, one of your coworkers' arms is humming. I mean, ooh, kicking. Smoking.
Yeah.
That ain't your business.
No.
Just don't sit next to him.
Yeah, get away from him.
I think that ain't your business.
Yeah. Point your fan towards they too.
That's all you got to do. None of your business why they smoking.
They going through something. Yeah. Just like that, yeah, coffee stealer. Yeah. They going through something.
You wouldn't, right, say
he over there smelling like hot garbage.
Yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with you.
Yeah. You wouldn't slide some deodorant or perfume over there. You wouldn't
they
do that.
They ain't gonna use it. They ain't gonna use it.
What you
got,
y'all wouldn't I'll say anything. What? Y'all wouldn't say nothing. No.
And the funky one don't know they funky. That's
when you in the parking lot and you see somebody back into another car. And I'm talking about hit it good. But then they look up and see you.
Uh-huh.
Saw them.
Uh-huh.
They ain't none of your damn business. Go to the store.
And they drive off.
Yeah, go to the store.
You be writing down nothing.
You wouldn't get their license plate number.
You forgot to leave your information. That ain't, yeah, that ain't none of your damn.
You wouldn't get their license plate number.
You take the wrong license plate. Now your ass going to be in the witness protection program.
Call the police.
No, you don't call nobody. You don't call nobody.
You go in the store. Get what you came for.
Before you get hurt.
Cameras.
Most of the stuff that ain't your business will get you hurt.
It definitely will.
Coming up, the last break of the day, Steve will have some closing remarks for us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back at 49 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, your closing remarks for us.
Hey, let me give you this thought that'll help you out about other people's opinion. Don't let other people's opinion determine your direction. Don't let other people's opinions affect your direction. See, let me explain something to you. They don't know. They actually do not know what's best for you. Most people don't. Even people who are well-meaning, they just really don't know. The answer to your success lies really, I'm telling you, between you and the relationship you have with God. God is in the dream come true business. And whatever he puts in your imagination, that's what he had for you. We've covered this last week. But if you're going to allow people's opinion, other people's opinion, to affect your direction, you are now being guided by some people other than you and God. What do they really know? Another thing about other people's opinion, you got to be careful of them because sometimes you need to look very closely at the person that's providing the opinion. Look at them. Some of them really, really shouldn't be in the advisory capacity. They really shouldn't, man. It's some people passing out advice in your life that ain't took their own advice. It's some people giving you advice who need to be advised. It's some people giving you advice that don't listen to nothing nobody else got to say. And their life is just an example of it. They are walking results of their opinion of themselves and their ability to follow directions. So you got to be careful when you're taking directions from other people. Because everybody don't mean well. They don't, even when they think they do. Man, how many times, man, in my life, man, have I let somebody give me an opinion about me? An opinion, which I should have never have listened to. You know, I say this all the time. I was watching Joel Osteen on TV, and he said, people's opinion of you is none of your business, nor should you make it yours. It doesn't matter what their opinion of you is. It just doesn't matter because God is in the come get you business. Let me tell you something, man. Wherever you are right now, I'm going to tell you a story I heard one time. It's like the Thomas in the boat story. This man named Thomas one day was out on a boat by himself. It was a beautiful day. He's out there sailing on a boat and a storm came up out of nowhere. and it capsized the boat. And he was way out and he was lost at sea. But he got lost and he got washed up on a deserted island. And so he got up, he woke up, he was shook up pretty bad, and he found himself on this deserted island. He didn't know where his boat was or nothing. He was just sitting there because the boat had capsized. And so he's sitting there, and so days went by. Days and days and days went by. He just out on this island, just trying to make it work. Running out of food. He can't get nobody's attention. He drawing notes in the sand and stuff. Help. Nothing. Planes going by. He waving. Don't nobody see him. He just on this island. So weeks had went by, so he got kind of crafty. So he decided one day to build himself some shelter. He took some bamboo and some banana leaves, and he built, you know, a little covering just for some shelter at night. And this is going along pretty good for a few days, but he's getting a little bit more and more depressed because nobody can find him. I mean, ain't a boat going by or nothing. And he just started getting real down on himself because his predicament seemed so unbelievable. So he made a fire like he do usually at night, and a wind came up. And when the wind came up, a couple of the sparks hit the shelter, these dried banana leaves and bamboo, and caught it on fire. I mean, a horrible fire. It's just burning it down. It had been raining that night, man, and it started raining real bad. And he's trying to stay warm, and all of a sudden, sparks catch hold. And all of a sudden, his whole house, little hut, temporary shelter is on fire, and he just threw now. And he's just going, God, where are you, man? What are you doing to me now? I've been out here weeks. I can't get off this island. You don't hear me. And now you done burned down my shelter. I mean, it's just a fire just burning. And he's standing there, man, just complaining and telling God how he done forsaked him and he done forgot he was out here in all this trouble. Been out here all these weeks. Lord, where are you now? And all of a sudden he saw some flashlights and he saw some people running up on shore. And he couldn't believe it, but some people had found him. And he said, man, I've been out here for weeks. What did y'all do? How did y'all find me? They said, we saw your smoke signal that you sent up. We just responded to your smoke signal. He just dropped down and started crying because he thought God had forsaken him, burned up his hut. But see, that disastrous moment right there turned out to be just what he needed, that smoke signal. And they saw that. And what he thought was a disastrous fire, the one ship that was going by saw the flames and the smoke. Wow. And it rescued him. God is coming, man. Mm-hmm. No matter what anybody's opinion of you is, God is coming. No matter what they think, no matter how dark it seems for you, God is coming. He always is. Keep that in mind. Have a great weekend, y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.